Time to talk some motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with our man, David Brown. He's ready, he's willing, and he is on the road for us this morning. How are we, David?
I notice you've avoided the word able. He's ready and willing and able. I can take a hint, Andrew.
You're able. You're very able. David, talk to us about the Audi e-tron.
Well, this is Audi's move into the full electric market. The e-tron is actually a large SUV. Now, that's two category sizes in the SUV class above an electric Hyundai Kona, which is, you know, one of the ones that has been quite prominent as an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
So that means it's got a big battery, it's got a lot of power, but it's got to push more considerable weight. And that's the balance that we're having to come to, that if you have a luxury car and that, and it weighs a bit more, well, then you just, in the past, put in a bit more efficient, bit more powerful, bit bigger, maybe turbocharged petrol engine. But to do it with the electric, it comes with the penalty of a huge battery or a heavier battery. So in some ways, you're chasing your tail. But this means that it still goes well, but it doesn't necessarily have as long a range as the battery might indicate.
When you say it's a large SUV, I, in my mind, imagine like a Land Cruiser. Is it that kind of size?
No, that's probably the upper large.
Right.
But it would be something more in the lines of, say, a Prado or perhaps a Kluger from Toyota, those sorts of vehicles.
Any idea how much heavier the vehicle is compared to a normal petrol or diesel engine?
Well, just out of interest, it's nearly a ton heavier than a Kona. But there's no doubt that it's got great seat capacity, and it's got room. Now, it comes in two styles, like a normal SUV, but one with a fastback. Now, there's been a couple of fastbacks around, the BMW and the Mercedes, that I think verge or no go into being somewhat ugly. I think this has a reasonable balance to it. And every model of this, of course, comes with all-wheel drive in the e-tron. So it has those sorts of features, but it is 2,600 kilogram in weight. So the power-to-weight ratio of the base model e-tron Audi, the 50, is about the same as a Kona, but you can get the 55, which allows more oomph to come out of the battery, but of course that means you can use the charge up in a quicker time or over a shorter distance.
It certainly has the impression that it looks like a four-wheel drive, being the SUV-type look, but would you take a vehicle like this four-wheel driving, David?
No, I think it's an all-wheel drive.
Right.
That means it gives you good grip in the wet, and perhaps if you're on a graded dirt road, but it's certainly the sort of luxury vehicle that allows you to sit up high, feel good, and I say have the grip in more traditional areas rather than the off-road, you know, rock climbing. It certainly wouldn't be in that category. With 21-inch wheels and low-profile tyres, I think that merely emphasises the point.
Yeah, absolutely right. How much would we be splashing out on one of these Audi e-trons?
Well, it's out of my ballpark here. Maybe yours, it might be okay. $137,000.
Oh, I'll get
up
two.
Up to 100. Perhaps I've overestimated the significance of radio broadcasters. Up to 159,000. I think there's also a launch one which is higher than that still, plus on-road costs. So it's not cheap, and by all means, it's an example of luxury driving more than it is just necessarily showcasing environmental credentials.
I think I just illustrated the point that if you have to ask the price, you can't afford it.
Yes, that can be true. Yeah, we only saw 262 maximum range after charging up, but they can charge them up on superchargers very quickly in 20, 30 minutes or so. You can get from pretty low to pretty good. So we're moving. It's a good indication, but this is clearly a luxury vehicle.
Now, looking forward to how these change in time, both in price and their looks and their abilities. That's the Audi e-tron. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk motoring.
My pleasure. Thank you.